at the heart of West Yorkshire.
Martin Kellner and Catherine Hannah at breakfast. BBC Radio Leeds.
Good morning. Coming up then, more discussion over these photos of Osama bin Laden's body and whether or not they should be released. Barack Obama now saying that they won't be. It will be too much of a security risk. We'll talk to a former BBC journalist, lecturer on this in just a second. He says it was actually wrong to have killed bin Laden in the first place. He should have been put on trial. So we'll talk to him in just a second. The top story this hour, President Barack Obama says the US government won't be releasing photographs of Osama bin Laden's body. He says he doesn't want them to become a propaganda tool and that DNA tests have proved conclusively that the man killed in the raid in Pakistan was bin Laden. The president gave an interview to America's CBS network.
There is no doubt that we killed Osama bin Laden. It is important for us to make sure that very graphic photos of somebody who was shot in the head are not floating around as an incitement to additional violence, as a propaganda tool. You know, that's not who we are.
Well, we're joined now by Tony Gosling, who's a former Ilkley College student. He's a journalist. He provides what he describes as an alternative narrative to the mainstream news and believes that, quotes, evidence is accumulating that the war on terror is a deliberate attempt to grab global resources and deprive us of our civil liberties. Big claim. Tony joins us now. So, in the light of all that, what's your take, Tony, on the US storming Osama's compound?
Hi there. I think, first of all, what I'd like to say is, why couldn't we have some pictures of Osama before he was shot? Because one of the things that we've seen is that the whole thing was being filmed on video cameras. But I think the most important message is to tell the Pentagon here, I'm sorry, but this is not the Soviet Union. We do require a proper explanation, particularly if the US and other countries are going to be starting to go in with these massive attacks on people like bin Laden or whoever. I mean, basically, this was an assassination, a death squad sent in. I think most people would expect, in a civilized world, that we would arrest bin Laden, particularly as he was unarmed, and put him on trial, as happened to something like Saddam Hussein. I don't think if the whole process was to go through the International Criminal Court, I think most people would agree that bin Laden would be found guilty, etc., and then sent to jail. But that's what we do in a civilized society. So I'm also on the Ethics Council of the National Union of Journalists, and I think that we've got some really important ethical issues here, not just about what's been going on with these assassinations rather than arresting people, unarmed people. There's also the lack of plurality in the different opinions that have been put out about this, and I think an uncritical press. Because I don't know if you remember, but if you go back to December 2001, just after the 9/11 attacks, there were actually reports in Pakistani newspapers that bin Laden had died on December the 13th, 2001, and that his funeral had taken place on December the 26th, 2001. Now, whether that's true or not, I think, the Americans are basically saying here that there is no explanation as to whether this chap has actually died twice. So I think it's really a gross insult for them now to say that they're not going to show any pictures of bin Laden. And I think we're being sold a pup here. I really don't believe that bin Laden was even potentially, anyway, in this place. I think we need proof. If international law is going to be just violated like this, people are going to be assassinated, we need to have proof that what they're saying is true.
Tony, you've raised several points there. First of all, uncritical press. I mean, wait till the Sunday papers. I suspect you'll find that. I mean, do you know what I mean? It's a little bit soon to react, a little bit soon to investigate. The papers themselves have
we hear a lot about conspiracy theories, don't we? This is one of the things that they're saying. Don't want conspiracy theories. But actually, what I think is, this is a kind of excuse, really, to say, well, we don't want to think about the facts that don't add up. And there are a fantastic amount of facts about bin Laden that simply don't add up. I've just pointed out a few of them, but if you go on to there's some very good websites,
I'm
such
sure
as Veterans Today, which is retired US military veterans. There's another one called globalresearch.ca, which is Ottawa University Professor Michel Chosadovsky. These websites are bringing up all sorts of really important questions about this.
All sorts of webs. If you want to go back to the Kennedy assassination, you'll find all sorts of websites that will bring up loads of stuff about that. you know, the moon landing wasn't real, etc., etc.
Well, I don't think the moon landing and the Kennedy assassination, you should really be talking about those in the same breath. You see, this is what often happens with the idea of conspiracy theories, is people talk about the aliens and then they talk about the Kennedy assassination. There's actually a fantastic amount of evidence has come out over the years that John F. Kennedy was assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald. So, you know,
all right,
if you want to go there...
I'm not going to debate the Kennedy assassination here. All I'm saying is there are loads of websites that you can go to if you want to find conspiracy theories about anything. But on a... let me put a general point to you. We would all like, in a democracy, to be democratic, and I take your point entirely on that, Tony, that we'd like to have full information and full disclosure on everything. But what we tend to do is accept that when intelligence is involved, you know, there's going to be certain things that we're not going to be told. I mean, we can't be told everything about everything.
But there are good reasons not to trust the Pentagon. Look at their track record on things like weapons of mass destruction. There is a lot of profit motive involved in these exploits abroad. For example, oil. I mean, you know, we all know what happened with Iraq, and now in the east of Libya, there's oil and other natural resources, which some of these big companies, I mean, they're also profiting from lies. The reconstruction contracts in the countries that, like Afghanistan and Iraq, there's fantastic, you know, millions and millions being made at these, and private military companies are increasingly taking over from our military.
I'm going to stop you there because we've wandered a fair way from the issue we were talking about. But Tony, thank you very much for joining us, certainly providing an alternative narrative to the mainstream news. You may have your own views, and we'd be delighted to hear them. 81333 and precede your message with the word Leeds. It will be just your normal sending charges.
13 minutes past 8, Martin and Catherine on The Breakfast Show.
And a couple of texts about Tony Gosling who joined us to talk about alternative views from the mainstream media on the Osama bin Laden. This one says, it's nice to know not everyone believes what's fed to them, i.e. Tony the journalist. And the other one says, I agree with Tony. No surprise that the media is biased and you cut him short. I actually finished with him at 13 minutes past 8.
Yeah. I think he had a fair crack of the whip.
Yes, which is your standard spot. It wasn't my fault. He just went on and on and on. He was starting on Libya. I mean, where the heck were we going to end there?
Yeah.
But, so he did get a decent crack, and a lot of you agree with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, fair dues.
All viewpoints welcome.
Of course they are. 81333 if you want to text us this morning and precede your message with the word Leeds. It's just your normal sending charges.